It's hard to imagine a U.S. president taking time to check into a hotel, sign their name to the registration card, complete with their home address. That's exactly what happened in this small town, three times. I'll take you to a small town depot with a lot of fun history on this edition of The American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Over the years, I've ventured into many old small-town rail depots. That was the case on a visit to Greenup, Illinois.
We had, at one time, a north-south and an east-west railroad. We had two depots. Our depot that we have standing now was built in 1870.
Linda Matterly says in 1967, passenger train traffic ceased, and the depot eventually became a museum. And next door was another place of historical significance.
We call it the Johnson Building. It started out a stagecoach stop. It had several businesses. It was a boarding house.
Also on this site was a place called the Barber Inn. It was the place to stay when coming through town, either on the National Road or by rail. They still have the hotel registration books. One is turned to a page with two very notable guests in 1912.
We had William Taft and Theodore Roosevelt. They both stayed, and we have their signatures in our register book.
That was former President Teddy Roosevelt and then current President William Howard Taft, who stayed here only one day apart as they campaigned for the highest office in the land. Both personally signed the register, which asked for their name and place of residence.
William Taft, when they asked for his address, put White House.
It's neat to walk into a small town depot and see a president who personally signed the hotel register and a community who kept it. Other notable folks came through here as well.
There was a register purported to be when Abraham Lincoln came through here and was trying a case. He stayed. We have other older registers, but not that one.
It's a unique piece of history that the locals enjoy to share, and you can come see the famous autographs as well. Traveling the countryside in Greenup, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.